Okay. Hi, by the way. You're listening to the last episode of whatever the fuck this has been. Lasts for a while anyway. I don't know. So, welcome to my van. I thought I could talk you through it. Sort of a tour. It's black on the outside, sort of steel grey in here. I mean, you don't need that, do you? It's a van, a medium van. Basically, I'm trying to fit everything I might need in here, in about the space of a small bathroom. A bath? I could sleep in a bath? No. I've tried sleeping in here last two nights, in the front, like with the seat pushed down, but it's not wonderful comfort, to be honest. So I'm considering other options. Bath, no. It would just be too short and bulky, I think. Stupid idea. I would go for a single bed, you know, like a really slim one, maybe a short one, maybe fitting it in here. Just behind the driver's seat. There's room for that, I think. Maybe like above a chest of drawers. I have friends that could just do all this stuff. You know, like they could just put wood on other wood and make a thing, like actual furniture. And you know, I would occasionally spell check their emails. We all have our skills. Pathetic for me, to be honest, but they'd be thriving right now in some cool new camper van they've built from scratch or something, whilst I'm sleeping in basically a dentist chair. Knowing how to spell definitely will not keep me warm at night. So I broke into Black's, the outdoor equipment store. That, like I said, by some mad coincidence, is literally opposite my Tesco. I didn't use the battering bin this time. My battering bin days are behind me. I'm getting pretty good with the hammer now. You know, I'm getting good at smashing glass in places where it won't just shatter and kill me. If we ever meet, I'll show you how to do it. As you can hear, no alarm from Black's, which does concern me. Electricity wise, but my thoughts on that are if the grid goes down. Sorry, is it called the grid? Basically, if the electricity stops everywhere, I'll just have to find a house with panels, right? Solar panels. They exist, don't they? They work off the grid. Do people say? People used to say grid. Is that the word? Anyway, Black's. I took like two of everything, basically, sort of like a Noah's Ark situation, but mainly outdoor equipment. You know, as if I'm off to climb Everest on my own, instead of just drive around Greater Manchester for a week, get scared and come home. I've got two thermal jacket things, body warmers, I guess. One with sleeves and one without. I couldn't decide which I'd need for a lot of this, so sort of took both, you know? I guess the sleeveless one is for... Well, I don't know. Why wouldn't you want sleeves? Maybe for climbing? I don't think I'd be climbing anything, to be honest. Maybe I should just take two sleeved ones. You know when you take, like, loads of stuff to a changing room, and then there's always like a wild card option, and you're like, what the fuck have I brought this in for? Like, there's no way I'll ever put this on my body in public. Okay. One coat for now. I can just wear more jumpers under the main coat. Yes, anyway, so I've also got some cargo trousers, you know, just with all the pockets. Like, they're really ugly, but crucially, no one can see. I've got two kinds of walking shoe. To be honest, now that I'm saying this out loud to you, I just feel a bit silly. What is this, like, innate idea that the last person on Earth has to return to nature? Like traipse out into the peaks, eat some poisonous berries and die. It's like some feverish calling. It's stupid. I never set out to do it, so why am I packing as if I'm going on SAS Who Dares Wins? What I do need is petrol, backup petrol, in case this breaks down miles from anywhere, you know, like it's effing freezing right now. It's not really the right time of year to live in a van. I mean, if I get somewhere any more than 20 miles from anything, I will probably die of hypothermia, right? Like, that's my newest fear, freezing solid overnight, you know. Okay, so maybe I will keep the second coat, just in case that happens. Maybe I'll never leave. Maybe this is just pretend. You know, like reverted to a childlike imagination. I'm just playing survival van with myself. All of this is probably because of all the APOC stuff I've been watching recently. You know, survival stuff or like end of the world thrillers. It doesn't end well for anyone, does it? But this is different. You know, like there's no real danger. I'm not off to Alaska or whatever. This isn't thrilling whatsoever. In the road, they just had this trolley and some tins, but in this more mundane, boring apocalypse, it's just one man against the world with a drinks van full of crisps. It is a shame that if I do die of hypothermia overnight, it's going to look more like I've just lost my job than that I'm some brave traveller. You know, more like it was gambling debts that got me in the end, not the wiping out of our species. The food I've brought with me is a weird mix. I've got all the classic tins, like beans, other beans, some more beans, various beans, soups, pastas, beans, potatoes. You know, like stuff that would all be shit on its own, but keeps ages. I'm hoping to find somewhere with a really great oven, you know, I'm gonna get back into cooking. And then yeah, there is some stuff to cheer me up, like the crisps. Well, actually just shit tons of crisps. I washed out the battering bin and filled that with hundreds of them. In their packets, not like just tipped out. I'm not like some huge dog bowl full of wassets, like a... Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I'm not bringing the dog, Eve, the dog. I don't think it's fair on either of us. But yeah, this is me essentially leaving her to die, I think. I can't keep waiting for her to go, sad as that is, selfish as that is. I've left like a year's amount of dog food out, dry, sort of everywhere, you know, all over the building, and water too, all over that floor, but dogs aren't really into portion control, are they? But I have to be realistic, you know, I can't spend the next 3 years of this shit going upstairs to feed a neighbour's dog. I thought about letting her out. I mean, the doors are all open, gone even. She could leave if she wanted, but she doesn't, or she won't without her owner. or me, or any human. I really hate that I'm leaving her. It feels like a metaphor, I guess, for humanity. You work it out, I can't be bothered. Something about selfishness, even at the point of annihilation. We're so shit, humans. I don't really know when I'll go. I keep putting it off. There keeps being stuff I need. Like, I haven't got a torch yet. But will I need a torch? Who knows? Probably a spare battery for the van. A tyre. Like, where the fuck will I get those? There's probably more than one kind of tyre. How will I know which one? And I absolutely don't know where I'm going, like, or why. Which is critically thick, isn't it? Like, I've been watching all the films about it, and I was, like, annoyed at them for not preparing better or taking too many risks. But here I am. That's what I'm doing now. You know, and they're taking risks for the sake of the narrative. Like, they're fictions. So why the fuck am I doing it? The smart thing to do, the wisest, would be to stay here. Move downstairs. Keep brewing beer. Start a garden. You know, live it out. But I'm not the wisest one left. I'm the onlyest one. And I can come back. I can always come back. Plenty of food stored away here. You know, loads of clothes and spares of everything. You know, I can always come back if it gets hard. I don't know who I'm convincing, trying to, you or me. So, obviously both then. I am taking the guitar, which is frivolous, I suppose, but you know, I could get good at it soon. I mean, I'm also taking an Xbox for some mad reason. It's like I'm going to uni, not on a recce for survivors. That is such a waste of space. It's all very rubbish, this attempt to prove to the universe that I believe someone is out there. Like, as if, I guess, if I go looking, I'll be rewarded with a community of survivors or something, you know, but I guess that's exactly what I'm doing. What I've always been doing with this, right? Not believing I'm it. Just failing to come to terms with the fact that either I'm a miracle or none of this has happened. This isn't... this isn't the end of the world. It's only the end of us. And listen, it's not for me to say, but if we'd realised the Earth didn't revolve around us, perhaps we'd have been nicer to it. Okay, that's enough from the preacher and the van. I actually thought I might end with a song. I've learned how to play. If that's okay. If you are out there, it's the same number. Call me. And like, if you hate this, don't worry. I'm not going to make it a thing. The guitar doesn't have to be saved with me. Okay? So, you know, just bear that in mind. Okay, look. I've learned a song and I'm quite proud and I'm just going to play it. Okay? You know, sorry. And, you know, you can just stop now if you want. Thank you. shit. Okay, no, sorry. Right, I mean it this time. This is... Okay. No, shit. All right. Okay. I can do it. Actually, it's just... I've not played it for anyone before. Shit. Don't worry about it. Actually, just don't worry about it. It's too embarrassing. Like, you're all dead, and it's still too embarrassing. So, that, right. Okay. Just, yeah. Listen, maybe I'll come back. Maybe I'll update you. Maybe you'll get in contact with me. All the information's at the top on the podcast thing. You know, I'm got all my phones. When you're ready, I'm here for you to contact. Maybe I'll see you again. Hear you again. Hear from you again. Maybe you'll hear me again. Goodbye. If not... No, it's not. See you soon. Or not. You know, either way. Just, yeah, anyway, goodbye. Goodbye.